in today's world, be it a personal or a professional life. It is very important to manage our emotions, our feelings, so that you can navigate through social complexities. Hi listeners, I'm Sarang, and today we are in conversation with our expert, Ms. Harshita Singh, who will give us some insights on what actually is emotional intelligence and how you can make your life smooth with it. Just to tell you a little about Harshita, Harshita is an avid blogger, a motivational speaker, and she has keen interest in topics pertaining to psychology.
Good evening, Sarang, and thank you so much for the introduction. Well, I have read some of your blogs on Calm Sage, and trust me, they are really very nice. I must say, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Harshita. So to begin this session, I would start with a very fundamental question. What basically is emotional intelligence or emotional quotient?
Sarang, we humans are full of emotions. In fact, emotions are what makes us human, right? Well, for every mood or circumstances or even relationship, there is an emotion. They play an important role in how a person deals with a relationship or situations. Yet, there are times when we have to be a little careful about how we portray our sentiments. And that's where emotional intelligence comes into a play. Well, if I try to define emotional intelligence, I would say it is an art to manage your emotions intelligently when you face any situations or people. And it's not just how well you deal with your emotions or sentiments. It also boils down to how well you can manage the emotions of the other person, right? So, to put it in a nutshell, emotional intelligence, or EI, is the ability to identify and manage one's own emotions as well as the emotions of others. I hope now you are clear with this term.
Yes, I am. Honestly, Harshita, I really never thought about managing emotions in this way. We possess an ocean of emotions, whether at our workplace or our personal life. And I believe that if we are able to portray our emotions and manage them wisely, life would be smoother, isn't it?
Exactly. You are absolutely right, Sarang. This is why emotional intelligence is needed.
Harshita, since we are talking about emotional intelligence, I would like your inputs on emotional intelligence in children. You see, children, especially teenagers, they're quite vulnerable. And there are times when it becomes difficult for them to manage their emotions. After all, they are children. How important do you think is emotional intelligence for children? And of course, teenagers. And what advice would you like to give to their parents, guardians, or caretakers to motivate their children in becoming emotionally intelligent?
This is a great question, Sarang, I must say. Well, I firmly believe it is very, very important for children, especially teenagers, to develop emotional intelligence from the start. From the very beginning, children are taught emotional intelligence to strengthen their character alongside their mental makeup.
Okay.
So that at a large stage, when they face any hurdles in their life, they are already prepared, right?
Yeah. Again, Harshita, I have a question for you. Like, we are talking about emotional intelligence in children. Would you like to give us some simple ways to develop this persona? Because this is something which I would want in my children.
Wow. I appreciate your step in developing emotional intelligence in teenagers, Sarang. Yes, I'll share some basic steps to nurture emotional intelligence in teenagers. First, we will start with understanding your child's emotions. You need to understand your children's behavior. If they are back from school or university and looking upset, ask them. Acknowledge the reason for getting upset. Empathizing is a key to understanding what's going in and around your child's life.
Okay.
Well, next point will be listen and validate your young one's sentiments. Parents, you are the creator and destroyer of your children's development.
True.
The way you behave, it will definitely appear in your children's personality. Back to the point, if a parent has a good listening skill, it will surely boost a sense of security in their children's life. I know, Sarang, you must be thinking how.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm wondering how a good listening skill in parents will impact their children's sense of security.
Sarang, I'll explain this with an example, right? So suppose your kid is depressed and sitting alone in his room. So what will be your first step, Sarang?
I would surely go to his room and probably ask, what's the matter?
Exactly. This is right, and almost every worried parent will do this. What if your kid says, I stole money from your wallet and spent it on my friends? What will you do now? What will be your reaction, Sarang?
At this particular point of time, let me tell you, I'll be furious. And I would probably scold him.
Okay. But will you go further till he stops? Or will cut the conversation and start yelling?
No, Harshita. He has committed a mistake by stealing money from my pocket. I won't tolerate this.
What if I say you should at least listen to what he's saying and know the reason behind his mistake? Reason could be any, Sarang. Trust me, maybe he stole money for his friend's birthday? Or does he want to buy books for his best friend? Or he saw some beggar and wanted to give him money for food?
Wow. Harshita, I actually never thought it that way. That's a good perspective to look into the matter. Now, I would say that I would hear my child out and understand. I truly understand listening skills will impact the sense of security in your children. I would also let him understand the difference between good and bad habits. Mm. Is that what you want to say?
Good to hear that, Sarang.
Harshita, that was all about teenagers and their development. Now I have another good question for you regarding emotional intelligence at work. I know we have many listeners who are working professionals and dealing in an intense working environment. And there are countless things that a person has to go through while working. You know, be it dealing with the work pressure, dealing with colleagues and bosses, or even moving up in the hierarchy. In fact, quite recently I came across a study that states that emotional intelligence is responsible for 58% of your job's performance, and almost 90% of top performers have a very high emotional quotient. So my question is, why is emotional intelligence so important in the workplace?
Well, you see, Sarang, not just in the workplace. Emotional intelligence, or simply EQ, is equally important in your personal life as well.
True.
Roosevelt once said, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah.
The last part, how much you care, is a real driving point.
True.
Furthermore, it is the emotional intelligence that helps us inspire and lead. It also helps us in managing effective relationships. And when it comes to conflict, emotional intelligence can prove to be a real strong armor. Now coming back to your question, why emotional intelligence is so important at the workplace. First, in a workplace setting, you have to navigate through varying personalities, strength, skills and emotions. With a good EQ, you can easily build and drive successful teams, develop agility and become more responsive. Needless to say, you will become more successful. Second, with a high emotional intelligence, you will be able to manage reactions and would be able to better evaluate circumstances.
Okay.
As a result of which, you will also be able to give solutions to problems.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not the least, Sarang, if you have a high emotional intelligence, you will be more flexible and able to you know, it's like you will be able to better adapt to changes.
Harshita, now I understand why emotional intelligence is so important at the workplace. Just to gain a little more clarity on this, would you like to share with our audience how they can practice emotional intelligence at their workplace?
Sure, Sarang. I would love to. Though there are many ways to practice emotional intelligence at workplace. Well, I'll quickly tell our audience some really effective and easy skills that they can practice. First, be a good listener. Robert Baden Powell once said, and even I quote, if you make listening and observation your occupation, you will surely gain much more than you can by talk. So be patient and be a compassionate listener. You have to hear out your colleagues, your bosses, and definitely will find that you are able to handle situations in a better way. Second point I would like to mention is to take initiatives. Yes, when you take the plunge and initiate something at your workplace, it shows that you are self-driven and self-aware of what you are capable of.
Okay.
So, yeah, this would also make you a role model, especially for your subordinates and other co-workers. The third point, which I personally feel is very important and, you know, very in a needful, is a be flexible and empathic. I do understand that work pressure can be very tough. And trust me, Saran, I have been in that position.
Okay.
Yeah, even amidst a lot of pressure, you should be flexible.
True.
Yeah, it is important not to put restrictions on yourself or other colleagues. Also, it is important to put yourself in other person's shoes. Not saying that you shouldn't remind them of their responsibilities. This is very, very important.
Mm.
But you have to understand the situation they are coming from.
Sure, Shitab. I mean, thank you so much for sharing such amazing and effective skills that people can practice at their workplace. I would really appreciate your efforts in making this podcast a successful one. Hence, from this session, I have learned the importance of emotional intelligence in daily life and how we can use emotional intelligence at the workplace. Another very important takeaway from this session is how we can help our future generation, children, teenagers, develop emotional intelligence so that they can tackle all kinds of situations in the future. With this, we bring our podcast to end. Thank you so much, Ms. Harshita, for enlightening our listeners.
You're welcome, Sarang.
In the last, I would just like to say, stay positive and do not forget to follow Calm Sage on all social media platforms.